Maybe. Yes, that time of week, of course, when we check in with Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast, to discuss all the latest tech news, of which there is a lot, Fevzi.
There is. I shall be brief. The last two are sort of preview items, the best of CES,
right.
You know, what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
It's just finished. And there's some spiffing gadgets there. So I will be reviewing them proper, but I just wanted to give you a heads up.
A tantalizing taster of some of your favorite moments from Las Vegas. But let's start with number one then, which is a multi-room Wi-Fi kit.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's from a German company called Devolo, or Devolo, D-E-V-O-L-O. It's called, standby,
yep,
Magic 2 Wi-Fi 6 Next Multi-Room Kit.
Okay.
And what this is a kit that solves the problem of spreading internet around your home. Interestingly, both with Wi-Fi and wired connection, and that's what's unique about this. So, we're familiar with the idea that, you know, we have internet coming into the home. We have a router, which is a box that's the size of a book,
yep,
with a couple of antennas sticking out of it usually. And that spreads the internet signal using wireless. But if your home is palatial like yours, or particularly, you know, well built with solid walls and so forth, Wi-Fi signals get blocked. So even if they reach the furthest corner of your home, they may be slow, or they suffer from interference. And again, if you've got neighbors, you know, their Wi-Fi can interfere with your Wi-Fi, you end up not very well. So what's the solution to this? Well, the solution that Devolo have come up with this kit is something that spreads the internet around the house through the mains wiring.
Wow.
So this multi-room kit has got three adapters. One of them plugs in right next to the router into the main socket, right, directly into the main socket, and you connect it with a cable to your router. So what that does is it then takes the internet, it squirts it through the mains wiring, and then it pops up at one of the other main sockets where you plug in one of the other two adapters. So when it pops up there, it means that the Wi-Fi signal hasn't had to cross the house or your office or wherever it is. It's gone through the mains wiring. It pops up. Then it gives you choices. It then creates its own Wi-Fi cloud there with the same name. So it's what they call a mesh network of overlapping.
So you can Wi-Fi move between tools. Rooms, and you don't have to re-log in to the Wi-Fi.
Exactly,
moving from the lounge.
They all have the same name. So although they're physically different, they appear to be the same Wi-Fi. So you can have the Wi-Fi. Of course, the Wi-Fi there will be strong because it's being initiated in the room where you're actually using it. But in addition to that,
you don't know how like Yoda you sounded then. The Wi-Fi is strong with you.
The Wi-Fi is strong in this one. It is. Yes. Funny, I look like him as well.
You said it. If Eddie was here, he would have said it. But you said it first. It's all
I know. I just got used to. I now self-deprecate to save Eddie the time.
Good. All right. Anyway, I'm liking the sound of this.
But the other thing is, once you've got, you know, the Wi-Fi popping up at the main socket in your far end room, let's say you've got a gaming console where Wi-Fi isn't ideal. You know, ideal is a wired connection.
Yeah.
Or let's say you're streaming 4K video and you don't want there to. Or let's say your neighbor is pumping out a lot of interference. So what you can do, you've got two fast Ethernet sockets built into the adapter at the far end. So what you can do is you can plug it in directly into your games console or your smart TV, nice, for example. And what that gives you is essentially a wired connection all the way from the router through the mains wiring and then another Ethernet cable into your device. If you were trying to run those cables, it would cost you, you know, a couple of £100 per room.
Easily.
Yeah, well, depending on the size of your room. But you know, and it's disruptive, right? You get people coming and running cables all over the house.
Well, you're left with trunking all over the place. Doesn't look good at all, does it? But this solves that problem.
It does. So this, one thing I want to tell you is this is a new version. So there's been iterations of this, each improving. What you've got to look for, this one supports Wi-Fi speeds of up to 3,000, right?
Megabits per second.
3,000 megabits. And to give you an idea, super fast broadband is 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah?
So it's fast.
it's hugely fast, and that's on the Wi-Fi. So 4.5 stars out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy the multi-room kit, which is 3 adapters, that's £409.99.
Okay.
From devolo.co.uk. They have a starter kit, which is 2 adapters, so one at your router and one at the extreme far end. That's £239.99. And then they have add-ons, so you can add on as many as you need for £180. So actually, if you get the starter kit and it's not enough, and then you buy the add-on, it's only a tenner extra than if you'd bought the multi-room in the first place.
Fair point. Right, before we move on, Anne in Wandsworth has a question for you. Anne, sure. You're on with Fevzi.
Oh, hello there. Thank you for taking my call, and good afternoon.
Hi, Anne.
Yes, what it is, I wondered, I just heard recently about these smart sunglasses, and everything seems to be smart now. Even the televisions are smart. And what I wondered is, why isn't there some kind of a box, a smart box that you can attach to your television that lets the BBC know how much you need to contribute to their coffers? Because it just seems unfair, because I think it's mostly elderly people that are getting stuck with this licence fee now. And not every older person watches a lot of BBC. Is that possible, or is there such a thing that could be done?
So I'm not an expert on this, but my understanding is that if you have equipment that's capable of receiving BBC, then you have to pay a licence fee unless you're in one of the much more narrow exempt categories now. So there are a lot of people who previously were exempt or who are now not exempt. Whether you need a smart box for that, I don't think so.
You need to. If you get pension credit, then you receive a free TV license. If you don't, then you have to pay it.
Yeah, thank you for that. So
But I think, Anne, your point is, could it be graded so that if you don't watch a lot of BBC, do you have to pay the whole license fee? Is that right?
Precisely, yeah.
Oh, you mean
yeah.
Metered? Okay, that's a good suggestion.
I've not heard that suggested as an idea, but you know.
Well, I've thought about it for a long time because I don't watch a lot of BBC.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not a bad idea. I mean, it adds some complexity, but on the other hand, if you don't use it much or if you don't require. I mean, if I think of Netflix, for example, they have different price tiers depending on the quality
they
of the
do,
image.
They do, but it's still
get.
A flat rate, and you can access everything if you want to, but if you know, you might only watch it for one particular show, but you still got to pay the full fee.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting idea. Look, what's coming down the track with regards to the license fee, who knows? But I'm so glad that you're thinking outside the box, if you like. Forgive me if I move on, though, only because we've got a lot to get through with Fevzi, and I want to give as much time as possible to each item. So what's next on your list, Fevzi?
Okay, so there's a couple of deals from a company called Acara. These deals are on till Sunday, I believe, subject to stock. So if they run out before, please don't blame me. So Acara is Aqara. They make smart devices, usually sort of Wi-Fi-enabled smart devices. The key thing about them is that they work across many platforms, so you're not locked into Apple or Amazon or Google. You can use any of those smart speakers, any of those ecosystems, and it will work with this. So that's why I like the Acara stuff, because it doesn't force you down a particular road. So two products. One's called the Acara Smart Lock U200 Lite. I always think it sounds like a submarine, but apparently it's not. Now, Smart Lock is a lock that enables you to lock and unlock remotely and using your phone. So it sits over the existing locking mechanism, and essentially it turns the key. So there's a key embedded in it, and it turns it, and it unlocks that way. So the benefits of it are that you can do it under timer control. You can do it remotely. So let's say someone comes to your home. I don't know, your butler comes to your home. You don't happen to be in.
Maybe your carer would be a more realistic example.
Well, carer is a very good example, because a lot of people who need carers are forced to put key boxes outside their homes. And it's not unknown for those to be smashed open and homes to be compromised that way. And then there can even be problems with the insurance because they haven't broken in strictly.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, a person who can't physically get to the door themselves can lock and unlock the door remotely. And they can do it by linking, someone can set it up if necessary for them to say, you know, hey, Siri, unlock the door, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And it will do that. You can use your Wi-Fi to do it remotely. If you're in the area, you can use Bluetooth to do it. This is the light version. There is another version which is more. But the point is, this has come down in price at Amazon. List price is round figures £128. Average price is about £112. Price till this Sunday is £89.99, which is about 20% below the average. Okay. So worth having. Moving on from that, Akara also do a video doorbell called the G4 with Chime. Mm. Again, works with all sorts of different systems. So we'll work with Apple's HomeKit, Alexa, Google Assistant, SmartThings, if this and that. It works across the board. It can record. It's very flexible. It can record to a local memory card, so no subscription if you're happy with that. Mm-hmm. It can record to a local, what they call NAS or network attached storage. So if you've got one of those big storage boxes that you use to back up everything in your home, it can use that, and or it can use the cloud, which okay. is nice. And the recordings are 24/7. So most video doorbells and cameras record short snippets when there is movement yes. or sound. This can record continuously.
Which I must admit, because I went early with the video doorbell technology and I've ended up with the ecosystem that is now owned by Amazon. And I'm finding it quite frustrating, not just the cost of the subscription, but of course the access to data from it is restricted and limited. And you can get better quality if you upscale your package, but it costs a fortune. And I've had now, in the 3 or 4 years I've had this doorbell, had two different conversations with local police who've been knocking on looking for information from my video doorbell, yeah. which would have been useful to them. And of course I didn't have it because it didn't trigger anything to record.
Nothing moved nearby.
There you are.
And those trigger mechanisms are not always great. One feature that it's got that I love is you can do two-way voice communication. It's quite a common feature. So yes. you can speak to the person. As I did this morning from my bed to the delivery driver, I said, just leave it there, my man. I will be there shortly. he was fine with it.
Yeah.
But you've got a voice changing function on here. So if you've got a child or a lone female, perhaps, and you don't want it to be known that you are that person, or you just fancy, it's got four different voices, including one called Uncle and one called Robot.
Okay.
So, you know, there you are. So that's 4 stars out of 5. Very good. Good price. Again, $79.98 at the moment till Sunday, which is about a third off the list price and about 25% off Brilliant. The average price.
Come on, then. Let's have a little look at what's been going on in Vegas. Then.
Oh, I love this. I want to get my hands on one of these. This is only $5,000, so it's a bargain. It's Nebula, which is a brand of the company Anker, A-N-K-E-R.
Right.
So it's called the Nebula X1 Pro 4K Projector. Now, this thing, first of all, is huge. It's like a small suitcase on wheels. You know, the ones that you pull through an airport?
Yeah.
Looks like half of one of those, essentially. It trolls up on its wheels. You put it down, and it's called 7.1.4 sound system. So it's 4K projector, laser, very good image quality. It's kind of, they say it's a sort of cinema quality.
Hmm.
The 7.1.4 means you're surrounded by 7 speakers, one in the middle, 2 at the front, stereo pair.
All within this suitcase?
Well, I'll explain.
Okay.
2 behind you and 1 to your left, 1 to your right. And then the 0.4 is there's 4 above you. It shoots up. So the way it does it is the 2 at the back and the 2 at the sides are done by removable detachable speakers. So they come out the box and they connect wirelessly. So you just position them, and then if you want to transport it, you just pop them back in and wheel it off. The 3 at the front are built into the unit.
Right.
And the 4 above your head, the speakers above you, it's basically projecting the sound upwards from the top
and
of the unit.
And bouncing off the ceiling, right. Okay.
Yeah, so you get
Which
this
is clever.
Really...
If you're going to watch a film like Avatar or something where everything's flying all over you and around you, you kind of want that spatial surround sound experience, don't you?
I tell you something. I think that sound is so underestimated and neglected when it comes to audiovisual entertainment. People talk a lot about 4K. You can tell when a picture is 4K as opposed to full HD, but it's not huge difference, okay? It's nice, it's crisp, you know, it's fine, but it's not going to make it's not going to measurably change your enjoyment. But sound is really important. TV sets are getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and there's less and less space. You know, there's all these picture frame ones now. There's less and less space to put any sort of decent, half-decent speaker. So you end up getting, at the very least, a sound bar to make it sound okay, because you can literally spend £1,000 and it sounds like a 1970s transistor radio. Yes. It's like awful. But I'm not suggesting you have to buy this one, which is £5,000, but if you buy a 4K projector and just attach decent speakers to it.
Mm.
This has got the speakers built in. As I say, it's got the 7.1.4. So 4.5 stars out of 5. I'm trying to get hold of one to test.
But absolutely. Yes.
I think they're just available now. And moving on,
you also need a wall big enough to accommodate a decent sized sort of a scale picture, don't you? But if you've got that, then
exactly. Because this can comfortably throw, say, 115 inches.
Right.
And to give you an idea, a 115 inch TV set could cost you somewhere between £7,000 and £20,000.
Well, there we go.
And require 4 burly men to bring it in and fix it for you. No one's going to steal it easily. That's one benefit. Right, moving on. The last one, CES preview. We mentioned Withings, I think, last time you and I spoke.
Yes, because I've got one.
Yeah, we talked about the smart scales. There's a new top dog from Withings. By the way, Withings, I was thinking about it. The Y, I imagine, stands for wireless, so it's wireless things, is my guess. But they're a French company. Very good. They do all these sorts of wireless things, including smart scales. The new top of the range is called the Body Scan 2. So I've got the Body Scan, what's now called the Body Scan 1, I suppose. This thing is even smarter. It measures 60 different health metrics, including checking you for hypertension, cardiac efficiency, reactivity, metabolic efficiency, and more. And it works really well. So it can even do like a 6-lead ECG on you. So if you suffer from an arrhythmia, so, you know, like an Apple Watch can do the equivalent of 1-lead. So, but this can do 6. The reason why it can do that is it measures through the pads of your feet. And also there's a handle that you pull up. So it makes it look like you're water skiing, and the handle's got a little color display in it as well. So there's no longer a display in the main pad, which is nice from a privacy point of view. Some people don't like stepping on scales when there's other people around. You know, it's almost as bad as having a sort of speak your weight machine. So this thing is hugely impressive. The app is very good. And the important thing, I think, is not just the hardware and the sensors, it's the AI behind it that allows it to make sense of those measurements, not to panic either you or waste your doctor's time, but to provide information which is reliable and helpful and predictive.
And when I stepped on my scales after New Year for the first time, dreading that moment in the post-Christmas haze of eating far too many mince pies, it gave me my relevant measurements, but then gave me a nice little Happy New Year message with some fireworks on the screen, which I thought was...
My one gives me the weather forecast.
Yeah, the weather forecast every time I step on it.
Because it's connected to the Wi-Fi. And the nice thing is, you step off the scale, it immediately synchronizes to your smartphone or your tablet or both.
And so I can always refer to how overweight I am. It's very handy.
But the important thing is you can measure the trends. I'm a great believer in that which you can measure, you can improve, right? And I think that's true. I mean, I now weigh myself every day, and some people don't want to do that. But for me, it's just a reminder of where I am, which direction I'm going in. Is it a good thing? And I think we mentioned before, the weight on its own doesn't tell you much, because you may remain the same weight, but your muscle may go down and your fat may go up, and
about visceral fat. And you get that reading.
You get visceral fat, and you also get vascular age.
I'm glad to say my vascular age and my metabolic age are roughly there or thereabouts my real age. So I'm not but I'm aiming to get that down as well.
And there's also the ability to track menstrual cycles as well.
Yeah,
so useful stuff. It's very, very clever. I think also it's a best of breed device, and I will review it, but I also think it's an indication of the direction that these sorts of things are going in, and what we're going to see in this year and future years. You're going to see far more capability to measure things, but far more ability for it to understand what that means.
Yes, information is king, but also being able to interpret that information.
Yes, and pull it together. Like if you had like a really smart, attentive doctor, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. If you had that and they looked at this and this and this and they put it together like a detective and just say, I think we should run this test or we should keep an eye on this and we should check you again in 6 months or something. And that can save the NHS a lot of money because, you know, preventing something is much cheaper than treating it after the event.
Well, we should wait for your full review in due course. Fevzi, brilliant stuff as always. Where can people find out more about these gadgets and others?
At gadgetdetective.com.
Brilliant.